Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. This is Soul Stream. We are here after, I think a week ago I was going to do a show, but we had some stuff going on here at the ranch with Mom, and I had to take kind of precedence on dealing with family stuff. So we're here. Tonight is You're the Medium Night. Let's see. Do we have a co-host with me tonight? Is she here? Nancy?
I'm here.
Nancy. Come in, Nancy.
I'm here.
Where are you?
I'm over here. I'm right here. Can you see me?
Yes, dear. I see you.
Okay.
Actually, in my mind's eye, I can see you. It's been a strange week. You know, I mean, with all of the world stuff going on, you know, it's crazy energy going on. People are either really mad or there's just really conflicted energies and things happening. But at the same time, there's a lot of spirit world activity going on around our house here. We've been having just all sorts of, you know, at like 2 and 3 in the morning waking up, and we're hearing activity around the place. And my mother's hearing it, now I'm hearing it. I'm talking with other friends who, you know, have different haunts and things that they're kind of used to. And things are kicking. So we're at that time of the year where that kind of thing happens. So just be aware, you know, you may, if you happen to see something out of the corner of your eye, it's probably not you imagining it. It's probably you're seeing a spirit moving around. And if you wake up and you're having, you know, you're hearing voices, it's not always the case that you are the one with the problem. You're probably hearing somebody talking to you. The other thing is that there's a lot of dreams. I don't know about you, but are you having strange dreams? A lot of very vivid dreams lately there?
I am, but, for a while I couldn't tell if it was because of, going back to work, which has, been very stressful, but, another thing I've noticed about myself is I've been getting, like, a lot more headaches. I've been getting headaches a lot more frequently than I've ever had.
What do you think's causing it? I mean, what do you think of all this? I mean, it's I know, like, every year we have kind of a bump in the activity, you know, as fall comes into play. And it seems to be, you know, as the veil is thinning and things like that, that's part of it. But this year is just different. I can't quite pin it down what's going on, but I've never had spirits so willing to talk, and that's the thing I'm noticing. You know, I'm actually hearing a lot more than normal. So, I mean, I'm trying to make sense of what this all is about, but I'm hoping we're not in for some bad stuff or some weird juju's going on, but yeah, something's got in this. So just, you know, guys, be ready for anything. It is weird out there. So,
well, you know,
but,
you know, I just kind of got this, like, little thought that, okay, I say that my brain is a barometer, because when there's a pressure change, barometric pressure change, gives me headaches, okay? Well, I think, but that's a different kind of headache. I think there's an energy change, that there's some kind of shift going on that's making this happen in my head. I mean, that's just me, what's happening with me, and that's what I think, that's what I'm sensing, because there's a very obvious change in the energy. Very obvious. Everybody is on edge. Everybody is frustrated. Everybody is almost like on a meltdown, a mental meltdown road. Everybody is angry. I mean, at work, at they're frustrated. It's like the frustration is bringing them this far. So this is what I'm sensing, a great big mass energy like that, and being slightly empathic. That just kind of gets to you a little bit, and I'm thinking that's why. There's more tension.
Yeah.
And with everybody. And I'm having a harder time keeping that middle of the road and being nice and defusing things.
Yeah, I found it really tough after the whole embassy issue, and everything that's going on. I'm really, for those of you who know me, I mean, I'm rather not into the guy leading us right now. I really don't particularly care for him, but he's got a tough job. I wouldn't want it. But, waking up, in the morning and, I look out and see, what happened to our ambassador out there and to three Navy SEALs, who just were trying to do their jobs. There's some really nasty folks out there. And, if you just take a moment sometime and give thanks to the people out there that are trying to do diplomatic work and our security work and the military, think about what they're facing out there right now, because it's not just here in the United States. I mean, the world situation is just really going crazy. And there's people taking advantage of that anger. They're actually trying to direct it and do terrible things with it. And this is where you people like us can push back. I mean, spiritual people can see it for what it is. We could be affected by it. I know I was. I was really pissed off that somebody would drag this ambassador out and kill him and do these terrible things to him. And, when you see some of the images that we were seeing, it was like, oh, my goodness, where is this coming from?
Well, that movie didn't help.
I think that was a convenient ploy. It's too much evidence that, there's plenty of people who don't like, Islam. And they were fishing for something, and it is so too coincidental that it happened on 9/11, So I that's a big symbolic thing with, a lot of Americans. I mean, I remember where I was that day and everything that happened, like it was yesterday, and a friend of mine telling me, I called the Washington, D.C. office, and he's telling me, and he's looking across the freeway and looking at the Pentagon burning. He's telling me this, so it really touches a button with us. And that was what it was designed to do that. And that's the thing. It was designed to piss us off. And, as much as I would love to get even with these guys that are doing this, I think the worst thing you can do is think through it to them, at least. The worst thing you can do to them is to think through it and then take an approach that thwarts what they're up to. So, I really hope that our forces get this figured out. And, as far as the countries that are not doing their job and protecting our diplomats, we should pull all the funding, and we should all, not travel there. You want to hit them? Hit them in the pocketbook. That's where, that's the worst kind of warfare you could do. It's like, well, we're not spending money in your country. We're not buying your stuff. Keep your chopsticks, So I think if you want to play, if you want to play it that way, guys, you want to kill our people, well, we're not coming. So, that's sort of, I think, my take on it. But there's just a lot of emphasis on getting us to react. And now that, we've had a chance to beat our chests and do that, all this other, anger and get it out of our system, now it's time to think it through. And then how do you get to these guys? It's the checkbook. It always is the money. So, yep. So I'm kind of done with my Facebook stuff, because I was just going. I was losing it. But but now that you get some time to think it through, now's the time we could pull together as a country, and look at it and say, no, we're not going to put up with this. And if our leaders fail us, they have to live with that. But we have a certain amount of power. Each and every person can make choices as to how they're going to react and where they're going to spend their dollars. So, never forget that they want to make you think you don't have power, but you do. You have the power of the purse, and you have the power of where you're going to put your attention and what you're going to think about and how you're going to and how you will react to it. That's even more key. How will you react to it? Short-term anger is good. Long-term thinking is better. That's how you get even. So anyway, but tonight we are going to be doing some mediumship. But guess who's not doing mediumship tonight, except probably a little bit to help somebody along? We're going to offer ourselves up as victims to start things off. Myself and Nancy are going to be the people being read by guess who? You in the audience are going to be calling in. So our number is 646-478-0377. Remember again, I'll help someone dial in, you know, who's dialed in to do the reading. I'll kind of school them on what to do, have all of you along for the lesson. But I'm not going to read, and I'll have them read me. Or if one of you wants to dial in, let's say we have enough callers, if one of you wants to dial in and be read by another caller, we'll do that. And we'll kind of keep up with that for tonight. Bright is on the phone saying you want to be read. Okay, so you're not going to be reading. So we need more callers in. I've got so that's – Bright, is that you at the 239? Yeah, just pop that. Yeah, all music. I'm taking callers, absolutely. And so if you want to be one to do the reading, we'll actually walk you through and have you be the medium tonight. It's not our normal thing. Yeah, you're 814? Okay, mm-hmm. So you don't have your hands up. So the 239, I don't know if 239 is in the chat room, but 239, if you could let me know if you want to be read or you want to do the reading. Okay, so you're 267, but you're not dialed in yet, all music. So 239, I don't know who that is, but we'll bring them on and see where they're at. And if they're not set to do reading, we'll just keep chatting until we get some people who want to be mediums tonight and dial in. Although Kathy could be a great, you know, Kathy's actually done some
Kathy.
Good. Kathy's good. Yes. We can always rope Kathy into calling and doing
and
some stuff. But
she's gentle. She's gentle. She'll be nice to us, won't you, Kathy?
She's probably sitting there going, rolling her eyes, going, "Oh my god." Hey, why don't we have you read off who we got? Because we got a bunch of people out there, Miss Nancy.
Okay, well, we've got John in All Music, Bright, Castle, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Deb, Denise, F.L. Christie, Gleeful, Guest 7171, Guest 7234, Guest 7242, me, Psychic Sisters. That's who we have tonight.
All right. Sisters? Psychic Sisters? So two of them are calling in at once? That's pretty good. I like
you
that.
Don't
Psychic
know.
Sisters. Psychic Sisters. All right. So let's see.
Double
I've got
trouble.
I've got All Music is on the 267, and I've got a 239. So I'm going to check 239 and see if they want to either read or be read. 239, you're on SoulStream. Are you wanting to be read or are you wanting to do the reading?
Oh, I was hoping for an EVP, but I can do a reading if you want. My readings are like light body archetype type readings. I don't know if that's your style, but that if I'm going to do a reading, that's what you're going to get.
All right. I'll tell you what. What's your name?
I have to tell you, I am Mountain Diva. I haven't been on the computer because I've been on the road for a year. I have been traveling first through Arizona and then through California. I'm still
in
California.
Well, so you said, what are your readings like? Because I didn't catch that one part. You know, how do you do your readings?
Light body readings. It's more
what's
angels sound. It's usually your guardian angel or whatever you want to call your angels or guards will show me what they're doing with your life. And then that will help you know what area you need to work on. Because, you know.
Okay.
Do you know about light body?
No, never heard of it. Learn something new every
really?
Day.
It's just the light of the world. It's just the eternal flame. It's the kind of light. Everybody's got it, and if you want to make it through the ascension, you got to light your world, baby. So
okay.
I learned this while I was under, because, see, while I've been traveling, when you go out with very little money and just to see if you can make it, you get to this level where the angels really come to you, because they got to help you find food and water.
Okay.
And then eventually you start talking to your guides. So it's been a wonderful experience, but it's been really hard. I love to come up the coast. Now, I'm almost to Sacramento now. I should have stayed on the coast, I think. But I left Half Moon Bay and turned, because there's some people in Sacramento that I'm hoping to meet to go to Mount Shasta with. Since you're not reading, I can't ask you, so maybe some other time. I don't have a computer. I'm in Ventura, so I just found out your phone number. Have a show.
I am actually just outside of Sacramento, so welcome to our area. You know, it's actually cooling down a bit, but boy, it was hot today.
Vacaville, where I am. Vacaville.
Yeah, Vacaville. I used to my family were from Napa, just over the hill, and we actually owned pretty much half of Napa. We had 25,000 acre cattle ranch there, you know, way, way back. But I know that area real well. I'll offer myself up as the first person to be read. Yeah, how many times have I been read on this program? Now this will be a first. So I will just kind of open myself up. And how does this work? How are you going to do the reading for me?
Well, basically, you're going to have to close your eyes because you're going to have to see the things. So I'm going to just basically tell you what to do, and then I'll start seeing what your angels are doing to your light. But it's actually going to introduce you to knowing that you have a light. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Are you ready?
Oh yeah, I'm already in a. I meditate before the show, so I'm just calling up the state
I
was in.
You are ready, and I thought I was going to talk you into an EVP. Okay, I'll do this without meditating. Okay, you've got a triangle from your mind to your heart, and then imagine the other part is the sun in the sky. So you want to bring that sun down. You see it coming down like to your forehead where. You're looking at it with your eyes, and then eventually it just lays in your forehead above your eyes. And that sun has your iris in it, not the whites of your eye, just the iris, the colored part of your eye. And then the pupil there is the open part. You're also going to bring the sun into your heart. Same thing. And as you bring it into your heart, it also has your iris in it. Yeah, then there's still sun left. So there's a complete triangle between your heart, mind, and the actual sun. And what you're going to do is you're going to tell you that if there's something in your light body that you don't need, let it go, and you will see a river just flowing out the pupil of your eye. Behind the sun, you won't see where it's going. You don't need to worry about it anymore because when it is finished flowing out, the edges of your iris are going to beam you something better, brighter, and more loving. And this is what I see now. There is, it's like there's two new hemispheres of your brain that are waking up. And that's part of the light connection. That's part of the psychic connection. It's part of a connection that not very many people know about.
Okay.
But if you were to ignite your left brain and right brain would work as pals, buddies, talk to each other and really, really get things done. Instead of being left brain or right brain, you'd be all brained. And all brained in the what? I've never said that before.
Mono brain, okay. I like
all
that.
Brain.
That would help a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your left and your right brain should be able to start helping each other. You've got stars that are green falling into that area, too. So they must be doing more connecting you to, star people or something to do with the stars. Or the stars are just helping you out and activating your light.
It's
funny I've never
you
seen
mentioned
this before.
That. I've had a real draw with astrology lately, and you also it's funny you mentioned stars because I work in the business of launching things into orbit. You know, I mean, I'm in the propulsion business, so you know, it's funny you mentioned all that. But yeah, the astrology connection has been very strong. I've been really paying attention to my astrological signs and you know where things are at with me, and I just keep getting drawn to that, and I don't know why. So I've been it's been accurate stuff too.
Yeah, I think it's true. Astrology used to just be, maybe not. But the way the planets are lining up, they're all ascending, just like the Earth is. They're all increasing their vibrations. So they do a lot more. Like when Venus went into transit, it was the time for everybody to accept love. above love and love. Forget about all the negativity, the anger, the fear. Just toss it on out. And that's what this thing is, that you're bringing down to your eye, and then you're bringing it to your heart, and it connects your heart-mind so that your heart-mind opens up, so that your mind can, your heart can be more in control of your mind. But with your right, okay. with you, they're saying the right and left hemispheres of the brain is activating its light. So that makes it different than other people that are just activating their heart mind, which is what most people are doing. So you must already be more advanced. But I really believe that when Jupiter had the trouble, it was being put into ascension by the sun. The sun was flaring 22 sizes of the Earth and over Jupiter's star. I think it was saying, Jupiter, time for you to sin. And now that it's doing that to us, we have to activate our light bodies in order to ascend with the Earth. Ascend might not be the right word, but I just, increasing vibrations, the only way, reason I say ascend is that's what everybody else says. But it's more just like increasing your vibrations, because the Earth has to increase the vibrations, definitely purging. Yeah. And we have to get rid of the shit, get rid of all the negativity. So this sun iris type scanner that belongs to you and your light, you're able to just toss things out in the stream through that pupil. You don't care where it goes, because you're going to be replaced with light and something much better. So that's okay. the main thing with you is getting that right and left brain to work and working with stars.
All right. That, you know, it makes some sense, because I actually, you know, some of you know about, you know, my past history. I was born actually with language deficits, and I actually went through 9 years of speech therapy to learn how to speak, and then they couldn't shut me up. But I actually have had a whole life with this whole set of deficits that I learned to overcome. And I actually had to go through, my grandfather was a neurosurgeon, and I actually had to go through specialized training. He did a whole course of neurological repair for me. I actually had to do special exercises, and my folks made me do this. So it's, a lot of what you say actually has practical insight into where I've been. Absolutely. And so, it makes
that.
A lot of sense to me. Yeah. Yeah. And
being healed for permanent healing.
I can tell you this. When you started doing this, my third eye was just going on fire. So, I mean, I am completely wide open right now. And, I mean, if I were to read, it would be like, oh, my gosh. So you're onto something here. I like this. And the mind lamp here just turned a perfect shade of purple, which is high spirit. So you're doing some really neat stuff.
So that could be the violet flame is also working on your crown area. If you're seeing purple, but you've got some blue going up and down the bottom of your spinal cord, which means that you still have a lot more healing to go. And if you believe in angels, maybe asking Archangel Michael and because the blue be able to heal that real fast. Get your light body.
Yeah.
You know how people separate their light into chakras? You don't have to do that anymore, because it's the vibrations have raised so much, they're all becoming one. So when you get them open and spinning and flowing, they're one light body, and you bring the fire into your light body, not into your physical body. If you bring the fire into your physical body and think, oh, my God, I've got this fire in my hands, I'm a great, great person, I can heal everybody, that's wrong, because you've got you're very unbalanced. The fire needs to come into your light body. That's another reason that people need to know about it, is because with the solar flares, you're accepting the fire in your light body. You're evolving.
All right.
That's the bottom line, is we're evolving.
All right. Well, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know I was going to do this. I thought I was going to get an EVP. Well, that's another night.
Well, I'll tell you what. Call back next week. I'll be doing. Matter of fact, I'm kind of so out of it right now. I don't have my show schedule in front of me. But I will be reading, and I'll be glad to do an EVP for you. So just call in for that.
You should be feeling better by next week. Okay.
Yeah, you already rocked my world here. Okay.
If anybody
thanks
wants
a
reading from me that calls in, you can put me back on. I'll just stay on hold.
Okay, I'll put you on hold here, and we'll keep you in mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye. Wow, that was different. I could feel that. Literally, I'm not kidding. There's something to this. And the angel energy, a lot of people, I've had some interesting things with angels. I did not really believe much in all of that, even though I was spiritual, until I got my first EVP with angels coming through going, by the way, yeah, we're around. And, you know, actually they told me they were in my kitchen. I'm just, hi, we're these people, and we're in your kitchen. And, by the way, we're angels. I'm going, all right, this is new. Oh, and Christine is saying, Florida Christie. I wish I could say it, but, oh, hey, see you later, Christy. God bless to you. Wow, that was different. I'm going to bring, I'm still kind of just walking around going, what the hell? 267, I'm going to bring you on and try to get back to being somewhat myself. You're on SoulStream, and what's your name? Hello? 267? Going once. Going twice. I think that's all music. Are you? Nancy, you still there?
I'm here.
All right.
But the other person's not there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and put them back on for a while and see. I'll just wait and see if they are. 814 is out there, 469. I've got you two on hold, but you're not raising your hand, so I don't know where you stand. So, Nancy, you're going to read me, right?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I knew you were going to do that, because I don't read people. I don't know how to read people.
Well, do you want to learn?
Oh, God, John.
I got you, didn't I?
Oh,
I'll tell you
geez.
What. Why don't we do a real simple exercise? And this is kind of the thing that if we can get people to... Kathy is saying I'm one of the most balanced people she knows. Really? I'm so honored. Oh, gosh. What we can do for you to do, instead of you seeing it as a reading, oh, my God, I'm in the pressure of a reading, the answers I have to come up with. How do I see into this person's life? I want you to forget that you know anything about me and kind of get into just you meditate, right? You do spiritual breathing exercises, things like that. So you know how to get into that state. So just take a deep breath. And kind of just empty your mind and let your connection to higher spirit come through. And by the way, this is actually an exercise all of you can do. But what you're going to do is just throw your mind open to the cosmos and have your feet kind of in front of you, not crossed, but you put your feet down and just sit. Are you sitting or laying down?
I'm sitting on top of my bed, so my feet are not on the floor. Do my feet have to be on the floor?
No, you can do a lotus position, which is just fine. Just as long as you're kind of sitting somewhat erect with your back. And then take your fingers, your thumbs, and touch them to your index finger. And just keep taking a deep breath, okay? Now you're gonna put a picture of me as you've seen pictures of me, so you can take a picture in your mind of me, and put that before you, and then ask a question of spirit as to what's going on with me, and what I'm gonna ask you to do is don't try to edit what comes through, put the first symbols in your mind that come through, no matter how ridiculous it is. This is the part where mediumship, really good mediums. Excel if you just go with what is coming out of, from, basically it's just your telephone. They're putting the symbols in your mind based on their understanding of how you work as a soul. And your job as a medium is to get your mindset out of the way and deliver the message. And you're just the route through which they communicate. And this is where the ego stuff gets in the way, because a lot of people think I'm a medium and I'm really tough. And it's like, no. You're doing God's work. You're supposed to stand out of the way and just let them do that stuff. And then you go on with your life and you do ranching like I do and plumbing and all that. So are you in this place now? Let's get back to that. Are you in a place right now where you're in a fairly relaxed state? All right, I'm just going to go ahead and just sit back and let you go ahead and take the controls. And just for 1 minute, that's all you need to do to read me. For 1 minute, we're going to have you start rattling off the things and images you see. And I'm going to write them down. So as you say these things, I'll be writing. Go.
I'm seeing two things. I'm sensing two things. And one is a high intelligence and a high sensitivity. And the other one is a very deep hurt.
Okay.
And the hurt, you're having a problem dealing with it because of your high intelligence and your sensitivity. First, you're very sensitive, so that kind of like I think amplifies the hurt or the pain. Second of all, your high intelligence tends to overthink it instead of moving through it.
Yeah, I could. I think I know what you're getting at. I understand that. Not so much hurt, but just confusion. But
yeah.
There's some pain associated with it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The confusion and the angst, I put that with pain because that's, you know, it's not a good feeling. Okay, that's why I said that. You're a very grounded person. Things are changing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is unsettling for you.
Yeah, that would be the understatement of the year.
That's
pretty good.
I don't know what all the changes are because I think there's a lot of them that you don't share. There's a lot of things you don't share with people, period. You're a very public person, that's obvious. But there's many things that are the John inside the John persona that you keep to yourself, very, very private. And I think some of the pain is there, too, in that secret place. And I don't know if I know anymore. I think I said a lot.
Your reading style is based on emotion. And so, you know, that, and everybody has a different style, everybody. Just because I read with, for example, I have more visual symbols. Another person mm-hmm. will be more empathic and actually pick up on feelings. And they'll come at it from a completely different angle. So, you know, no two mediums operate the same way ever. I mean, we're as individual as fingerprints. So you just did mediumship. You know, I mean, you just stepped up to the plate, and you called it out pretty well. Some major things that are going on with me. Am I going to tell you everything? It's like you said about the private stuff. I've got my own private things that, you know, I'm dealing with. But I'll be blunt. I will say this. I mean, I'm still dealing heavily with the death of my father. You know, and there's a lot of stuff that we're going through. Have I been able to return to a full schedule as much as I would like to? No, because I mean, we're still dealing with my mother's illness. You know, and the thing that she's going through, and so it's been a real adventure this year, and I mean we're about to go through several more surgeries right now, you know, with her, and they're not all that big a deal, but it's just been a process to get through, you know, this first year after Dad passed, a lot going on, you know, so yeah, I'm dealing with a lot, and you know. And I'll say thank you to the audience. I mean, and all my friends here, because if I didn't have you guys to talk with and help, I don't know what I'd do, because I just don't know. I just don't know. But you helped me get through it, and this is sort of my place to come heal to. So thank you to everybody, because it means a lot to me. And thank you for being my co-host. So good
Aww.
Reading.
Well, I think too. I think another thing is that when I had my eyes closed. When I was talking to you, and I saw a lot of blue light around your head, and inside there was something that was darker colored, but that's where the emotion was coming from. And you try to compensate for pain and loss by working really, really, really hard. And you need to take care of yourself more. And I know I say that, but I'm talking about what I feeling about you right now. Okay? You need to remember that.
Well, it's funny you say that because, I mean, one of the things I was dealing with, it was my own physical self. Mm-hmm. And if you call in, actually, Ann says, if you call in, do you think they'll take my call? I'm the day guy there, Ann, so I will take your call. So, I'm that day guy. Day? Are we they?
With the blue head. Yeah, the blue on his head.
Yeah, but, you know, but honestly, I mean, I was told, I went in, I'll just share it. I mean, I went in to see my doctor, and I'm going through, you know, just, I decided I better take better care of myself. And I went in, and they told me I'm pre-diabetic. And I went, oh, my God, I ain't going to screw with that. And mm-hmm. I went in and found out immediately what to do about it. And I found, of all things, this wheat belly diet out there. It's called wheat belly. It's a very strange term. But it's a book out there that I've been reading up on, and I decided to go ahead and go for it. I found out that wheat was causing a lot of issues for a lot of people. I've been off wheat now for 12 days. So it means no breads, no, you know. And I am feeling much more energy, and I'm noticing I've lost 8 pounds in 12 days, and my pants are feeling fitting much better. And I'm sticking with it. I mean, I just went out to dinner or lunch today with Debbie is out there, and Leslie and another guy named Tammy. We all met down in Folsom and had a wonderful lunch. Did some reading work, and it was really great. And I connected in and with some relatives and got some really good hits on names. And, you know, but it's really neat to be able to, you know, take the time for yourself. And so, yes, you're exactly right. I'm doing that. Has everything gone the way it should? No, it hasn't, but I'm dealing with it. You know, so, yeah, you're right on. You're right on. I mean, you actually have skills. I mean, I think you've been just need the prod to kick you into doing this, man. You're good at it. You kind of need to do some more of this. I think you could give a really mean reading when you want, and you did. Your first one was really good. So
yeah, and it was in color too.
In living color, in Technicolor.
In living color, John.
Yeah. In Technicolor.
That's right.
Technicolor reading. All right. Well, we've got people starting to line up in the queues, so I'm going to just go ahead and we're going to try 267 one more time and see if they answer. That's all music, so we're going to see if they want to read or be read. 267, are you on? Wow, they're like, okay, I'm going to just skip until they pop up and say they're going to come back. I've got an 814 here, so we're going to find out. 814, you're on SoulStream. Do you want to be read or not, and what's your name?
It's Terry. I'll let her try and read me. I don't want to read.
Okay, so we're going to hold you on, and then I'm going to see if we can arrange for two callers, one to read and one to be read, and then we'll coach you guys. So hang on there, Terry. Let's see, 858. 858, do you want to be read or do you want to be the reader?
Well, I want to be read.
Okay, I'll put you, all right, I'm going to put, let me just start taking notes here. 814 wants to be read, and you're 858. And what's your name?
Shauna.
Okay, Shauna. All right, so we're going to keep going, and so I'll put you on hold temporarily. And let's see, so I'll just get the list of the ones. And remember, we need readers. We need people who want to take take their first leap into reading. And the big thing is, don't be scared. You've got experienced readers here, people who've done this for a long time. We'll walk you through it, and we'll see how we do. 469, what's your name, and do you want to be read, or do you want to do the reading?
My name is Terry as well, and I want to be read. Sorry.
They're all wanting to be read. Nobody wants to be the reader. Okay, I got you down, Terry, so let's just keep going here. I'll put you on hold.
Okay,
510. We got to keep going until we find somebody to do some reading here. My goodness. Okay, I'm going to bring 510 on.
Hi.
Okay, Mountain will... Hi, 510. Do you want to be read or do you want to do the reading? And what's your name?
I want to be read and do the reading.
Oh, you want to be read and you want to do the reading?
Yeah.
And what was your name again?
Tasha.
Tasha. All right. Tell you what. So we got a reader. So I'm going to. I'm just going to temporarily put you on hold. I'm just going through the list so I know who I got, and we can start matching people up and get this all figured out. So I'll be right back with you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I've got somebody named Global out there. Global. I can't even say that name. I think they're on Skype. Hi, Global. You're on SoulStream. What's your name, and are you wanting to read or be read?
It's Global Gabnola. It's but and my name is Kelly, and I'm too scared to read right now, but I would like to be read.
You're too scared. You're with some really nice people, and we could walk you through. Let me do a sales job on you. Look, I can walk you through this. I'm an experienced teacher. I can help you read. I can show you the way to read. I got Nancy to read, and she said she'd never do it.
Let's do it.
Think you wanted to give it a shot?
Let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to put you reader plus read, and so I got two readers. So I'll be right back with you, so hang on.
Okay.
All right, and we got one last one is Mary Lou, so I see her out there. So we got a whole list of victims and readers. Oh, they're all good.
Like
scientific experiments. We're going to do these things. Mary Lou, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, that rhymed. Mary Lou, I said that, and it rhymed. Okay, Mary Lou, do you want to be read, or do you want to be the reader?
I'll try to read.
Okay. All right, so we got you as a reader. All right, so... And are you just want to read, or do you want to be read also?
Me? I don't care.
Okay. So you're all in. All right. So we'll put you on hold, and let me kind of just do a random matchup here. So I'm going to take 814, who I think is still on with us. Yes, 814. I still got the line open there. And I'm going to mix, I'm just kind of just, throw it together here. I'm going to put Tasha, which is 510, with Terry, who's 814. So Terry is going to be read, and Tasha, I've got a mark here. This is the first time I've done this, folks, so bear with me. I'm learning how to do this first time out. So Tasha and Terry, Tasha is going to be the reader for Terry. All right, so say hello to introductions to both of you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
So what is it that you're trying to find out?
All right, have you ever, Tasha, have you ever done any reading work before? Was it your first time out?
Yeah, I had done reading before.
All right, so we've got an experienced reader, so I'm going to get out of the way. So go to it. Do what you got to do.
Okay. Let me get my tarot cards. Okay, so what is your question?
Just anything. I didn't really have a question.
Oh, just a general reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, could you say your name three times for me?
Terry, Terry, Terry.
Okay. Okay.
Are you shuffling cards? You're using cards, right?
Yeah, I'm using cards.
All right.
I see you have you're in a situation right now, and you're trying to find ways to go about it. And you have two options in front of you.
Okay.
Is there a man that you've been dealing with that's been like off and on?
I guess you could say that.
So y'all been really strong for like 3 months, and then after 3 months, everything kind of started having y'all basically started having differences.
Well, probably more than 3 months, but yeah.
But I'm saying, like, after the basically 3 months was good for you. After the 3 months, y'all started having difficulties. I see y'all been together more like five months to 6 months.
Well,
maybe
we've been together.
Maybe eight at the most.
We've been together for a long time.
Okay. But all I'm saying, as far as close relationship, I don't see y'all living together. Y'all don't live together, right?
Well, I'm thinking of I live with. Maybe I'm thinking about somebody else. Or maybe you're thinking picking up somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I see. I see a man that you strongly connected to. Y'all had a good relationship for about a good 3 months. After 3 months, y'all started having difficulties. I see it's three men around you. One's older, one's middle age, and one is, like, younger than all, both of them. So you have a child, right?
Pardon me?
You have a child?
I have two.
Okay. I see with one guy you could have possibly had a child with, but you didn't.
Pardon me?
It was a guy that you could have had a child with, but you didn't. Y'all had talked about having a child and moving in with each other. But I think where he fell off was his financial situation.
No. I didn't want no more kids. And we talked about our kids.
Okay. But I see a person that you was with, you had a relationship with, but you, right now you're not talking right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's who I'm talking about, the guy that you're not talking to right now. Y'all have planned a future, but somewhere along the line, either you fell off as far as financially or he fell off financially.
It would probably be me.
Huh?
I'd stop it. I don't see.
Who's in the financial strain right now? That's what I'm looking at.
Well, I'm not working, but I'm not. I don't see him now.
But that's what I'm. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You
yeah,
wondering
okay.
when you're gonna see this person again, right?
I'm not going to.
Oh, you decided not to? I see him coming back to you.
You see him coming back to me?
Yeah, I do see him coming back to you. But it's on you. It's on your decision if you want to let him back. Because I still
mm-hmm.
see you feel you still love him.
Okay, and he's coming back.
Yeah, he is coming back. I see your financial situation will pick up soon.
Mm-hmm.
I see, like, towards the end of the year, maybe mid part of the middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
I see you want to choose out of two job options, but you'll see which one that will fit for you, like, far as pay rate. That's what I see. But are you
mm-hmm.
driving? Do you have a car?
Yes.
You need to look very closely at your car. I see
okay.
you having car problems, so you really need to make sure that everything.
Oh, my car was totaled.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah, it was totaled.
Yeah.
And I bought around to the insurance company. My son totaled it, and I bought around that I can't buy a car, or I can't get a job if I don't have a car, and I can't buy a car if I don't have a job. So he made it 70% total.
Well, I see you getting another car, but you still need to look at the car issue, make sure that it's checked out fine. But
no, it makes noises. I know. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't suit me.
See you getting the job like towards the end of the year, beginning in the middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
But you will also have to make a relationship decision as well. Job decision and relationship decision. Are you thinking about moving?
I want to.
Yeah, you will be moving next year.
Okay.
I see, like 8 months, 8 months to 10 months, you'll be moving. It'll be a good move for you.
Okay. Do you know where?
That I don't see. I don't see where.
Okay. And by myself?
No, I see you moving in with somebody. Or somebody moving in with you. But it's on you, though, if you want to make that move.
Yeah. Okay.
But everything's looking good for you as of next year.
Okay.
See everything looking up for you. So you just got to get through these a couple of months, basically. You got to get through the 2 months, and everything will look good for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, so now do you both of you want to stay on hold, right?
Yes,
so,
please.
Okay, all right, so I'm making sure I got everything written down here. I'm going to put 814 on hold, okay, and then I'll put, until I can get 510, another reader. Whoops, what am I doing? I'm hitting the wrong control. Dear goodness, I didn't know that did that on this darn studio board. I was dragging one of the audio clips around going, I didn't know it did that. Let's see, and then 510. Okay, I'll put you on hold. All right, the next matchup, let's see who we're going to do. I've got 81. I just did 814. So I have, I think I have an 818 there. I got a 469, so I'll put 469 with, they want to be read, 469, that's Terry. And I'm just going to, just slightly out of order, I'm going to go put Terry with Mary Lou. So Terry and Mary Lou, you two are going to read one another. And I'm kind of leaving it open. Although I said you're the medium tonight, you could do pretty much any kind of reading you want. We are a mediumship show. We talk to dead people here, dead folks, you know. But I'm opening up. We're opening up, so if you have a particular style of reading and you want to show it off, go for it. So, Mary Lou?
Well, I can read, but mediumship-wise, that's where I'd like to be coached, because I can often feel them, but I don't get what they're talking about. I mean, I'm blank slate. Would you like me to just try to see if I can pick up on the person I'm supposed to read before it's mediumship?
Yeah, actually, that's generally the process is first we just, you know, you do introductions and you're making an energetic connection, you know, when you talk to that person. So I'll give you the, you know, the coaching lesson here. Since you've already done reading and what style of reading did you do before?
I read the tarot, but I don't tell anybody that I am. So, you know, it's like,
okay.
I read the tarot.
Yeah, Tarot is actually an excellent vehicle. A lot of famous mediums have started off with Tarot, and it opens up the same psychic centers. You could actually do a lot of this without the deck if you wanted to. You could actually take it the next step and not use the cards themselves, although you could use the symbols coming through. But they're very handy for, you know, and I'm not going to call it a crutch because they're a very respected form of divination. Some people can do can go their whole career working that way, and it's a great tool. But it has something to do with activating psychic centers. It's just amazing. And some people who you know will be reading with Tarot will suddenly start picking up on spirits, and they go the whole distance, and they suddenly find themselves they're doing mediumship. So if you're picking up on that already, that's a very encouraging sign. Okay, number one. What I would say is, you know, just make your introductions to the sitter, who is the person you're going to read, which is Terry. And, you know, and when you make that introduction, try to kind of just open yourself up. You know, get into the whatever state you normally would get in for doing your regular reading work. And then just kind of extend out and see if you can make that connection. When you open up, You heard me before, you know, probably, were you listening at the beginning of the show?
I think I might have missed the very beginning, but I've been listening for a while since you were talking about your dad.
Yeah, so before I was talking about, you know, the process, you know, of where you open yourself up and you you can basically, you know, there's different ways of pulling in readings. You know, some people are gifted with auditory. You know, I'm clairaudient, for example. I can hear spirits sometimes. But my most dominant faculty is I'm clairvoyant and clairsentient, which means I'll either pick up symbols just pop into my head and I rattle them off like names, or they'll give me an image and I'll see an image of something to do that the spirit's trying to communicate. It could be a ship, it could be, you know, a trip, it could be anything. But what you do is you don't edit. You don't try to make sense of it. You're just the vehicle for passing the message on. So you get it and you give it as fast as you can. That way your conscious mind isn't trying to go in there and go, oh, if I say that, I'm going to be in trouble. So just give it as you get it. You are allowed to be wrong. And this is where, you know, the courage of being a medium is really a big deal, because you have to be able to be willing to be wrong. The best mediums are often only 50 to 60% accurate. But if you learn to trust your inner feelings and you trust what they're telling you and you read the symbols correctly, and it's an acquired skill. It's not something you walk into knowing right off the bat. I haven't seen any mediums that I've ever met that have, even John Edward and John Holland didn't start off knowing it all. They had to be trained. And so you're taking a very courageous step to do it. So, you know, my kudos to you. So just try to open up and say hello to her and see what happens. And I'll walk you through. If you need to ask me any questions, or you want to see what I pick up on, grab me and I'm your crutch. So,
okay. I qualify this also by saying that our online, our local meetup group has been doing a psychic support group. So I've been gathering people in my home and we've been practicing different tests. To try, you know, mm-hmm. obviously don't use your normal crutches. It's about whatever the test of the evening is. And so we do things like remote view a different room of a home that you're in, or pull objects out of a bag from people in the room and read.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And last week we did, you take a photograph and you stick it in an envelope, and we mixed up all the photographs and handed them back out, and they had to read through the envelope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a very time-honored technique. I can't remember the terminology. There's a name for it, but you just hold it up to third eye, or you just hold it, and it's a form of psychometry. And it's absolutely a time-honored technique. It's been around for many, you know, a couple of centuries at least.
Really?
Probably longer.
I made it up.
Pardon me?
I thought I just made it up. It just came to me.
No. Yeah, no, you've done this in past lives. This is not new to you. I'll tell you that much. That's what they're telling me.
But I'm not the best listener in the room by far. There are some good people that come.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you're at the level you're at because you're where you need to be right now. But if you're making a conscious effort to improve your skill set, you will, you know, acquire those abilities. I was just telling Debbie, you know, when we went out to lunch today, I was doing readings for them, you know, and one of my things I'm supposed to practice is gallery readings, because I'm supposed to be up in front of an audience doing this work. And it was terrifying me. I mean, I could get in front of you guys on a microphone and do, you know, 1,000 people listening, and I have no problem with it. You put me in a room with 5 people, I'm like, good, you know, so, I mean, I'm just all keyed up because I actually have eyeballs looking at me. It's kind of scary, you know what I mean? So I mean, it's you know, your personal challenge is to go to the next thing that scares you, and once you overcome that, then it's you've got more energy to work with. And today I was hitting it out of the park. You know, I had 3 people I was reading for in person in a restaurant, and it was really, you know, I didn't even prepare for it. I was just like, oh my God, I'm reading, and I was pulling names out, and I was giving this and that, and it was all meaningful. So, you know, get out of your comfort zone. You know, that's the number one, and don't be afraid to be wrong. If you flop, so what? You learn from it. And then you'll learn, you can learn to work that energy with your guides, because they're encouraging you to do this. So I think
definitely
you're supposed to be
out
here.
Of my comfort zone.
Well, you know, you've got friends with you, and you're in a real supportive environment, and that's what we're doing tonight. We're bringing, you know, all these people in so they can learn a little about themselves and find out that they can talk to the spirit world. So,
okay, so who am I supposed to read?
You're reading Terry, I believe. Terry, you still with us?
30.
Yes.
Okay.
So you, Terry, or you, or either one of you having stomach problems? John or Terry, I'm not sure which, or at all. Just curious.
I'm not having any stomach troubles. Although I've been, the only thing I could say with my stomach is because I'm on the wheat belly diet, I'm only eating half as much, and I'm losing weight like crazy. That would be about
it. Yeah, so I can say that I'm probably having a stomach problem because I probably need to lose weight in that area.
Okay. Well, that's not what I was thinking it was. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So, Terry, I don't really want you to tell me anything. I don't want you to even ask me a question, but I do want you to think about what it is that you want to know to see if I can validate it without you talking about it, because people have a way of asking questions where they tell you the answers they want to hear.
Okay.
So right. I don't want that. All right?
Okay.
Where
I'm
are
sure.
you from? That is a safe Texas. Question. You're from Texas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you give me a second? I'm sorry if it's boring if I zone out here for a second.
You're fine.
And do I have your permission to try this?
Sure.
Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. Because without your permission, I ain't worth much. Okay. Give me a second. Have you been going through a lot of personal struggles? Just say yes or no. You don't need to go into any detail.
Not here lately, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I sort of think that has somebody possibly betrayed you, or you kind of feel like you're at odds with being challenged with something somebody might have done to you?
Yeah, probably back maybe about really hurt, maybe about 5 years ago. Yes.
It's an older woman, possibly, with...
No, she's pretty much
work-related? Work-related?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Someone screwed you over?
Pretty much, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've been having domestic problems? Things aren't quite going the way you want it to go in your personal home life?
No, everything is fine right now.
Oh.
Yeah, if you would ask me that a while back, I'm like, oh, God, you hit it. But everything is going smooth.
Oh, but I'm kind of getting this as something that you're thinking about right now. Maybe I got it backwards. Because you're, like, at a new beginning right now. Do I have it backwards? You're thinking about how everything's new and fresh and you're starting out and you don't know where you're going?
I am in the middle of the new beginning.
Okay.
So it's not really new. I've already got inside of it.
You've already got what?
I've already gotten inside of it. Like, it's a new beginning, but I've already entered into it. So it's...
Kim?
Yeah?
I'm going to step in for a second because... You're as the teacher here. One of the things I'm observing, you made the connection, and you've got the your sitter. You know, you're actually keying into the personality and all the things that are going on. So you've got a kind of a handle on the psychic side of it. Now it's the next challenge, and I'm going to challenge you because you used a word where you said the word think. And that's where you can get in, especially when you're dealing with both psychic and mediumship, that you'd be careful is all I'm saying. It's not that it isn't allowed, but don't try to edit. You know, it's a big one, and it's real hard. It's kind of a hard habit to break. You'll hear me, like, when I do readings, I'll go in and I'll just start popping stuff out, and I'll probably be wrong on some of it, but also, a lot of the times I'll get it in. But now's the time to start, you know, I'm going to direct it, and I've jumped in here for this reason, is start thinking about the spirits that are associated, you know, with your sitter.
Okay.
Try to pick up on the energies that are around her. Try to, one thing I like to do, and I'll just give you my little system and see if it applies, and just as a suggestion, open up in your mind's eye and just see kind of a white sheet of paper, and you can actually use a real sheet of paper if you want to do this. Draw on a piece of paper, mother, father, mother on one side, father on the other. It doesn't matter which side of the paper, just as long as you've got it down. And then ask if there's a spirit who wishes to step forward. And this is in your mind's eye. And then when you, when the spirit will step forward, they're going to identify themselves and they're going to place themselves on one side or the other. Now there's a whole system to this, which I could go into real detail, but for your first lesson out, and I'm kind of jumping in there, so you know you get this kind of the benefit of this, is you need a place where the spirit belongs, and then if you can figure out the age, and kind of figure out how old they are, or any other identifying characteristic, which they're going to give you an image, associate that. So I'm going to throw that at you as your big challenge, and yes. You do not need to succeed at this. You just need to try. That's your success for the night. Okay. So I'm going to get a step out of the way and turn you loose. Go get them.
Okay. I also want to apologize for so far, because sometimes the stories are laid out pretty clear, and sometimes it's gobbledygook. You can't figure out all the pieces. So
actually, don't follow. No apologies.
Yeah,
necessary.
You're
doing great.
So I didn't get there, but there's a man here. So I'm just wondering, is your father in spirit or your grandpa?
He's on this side.
Is your grandfather in spirit?
Hold on, let me see, because one of them I have never met. So, yes, I guess both of them are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When you say, okay, one key thing to observe here. You've got a male that you're picking up on, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The male that you're picking up on, hold the image in your mind. Where does this person belong, mother or father?
I guess father.
All right. So now you've taken control as a medium, and you're working. See, you've got a system. So you're working with the spirit on the other side, who's presenting himself and saying, "This is where I belong." Now, go forward. Keep going. So I'm kind of just leading you along.
Okay, well, sometimes I do get pictures, but they don't come very fast. So if you're in radio land, you might be bored.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, this is okay. We're bringing everybody on the journey. So this is this is 101 mediumship. You know, and go for it. You're doing great.
Yeah. So don't fall asleep while I'm waiting for the pictures to appear.
I'll tell you what. We'll do a dual reading. I'll tell you what. I'll have you jump in. This way you feel a little more comfortable. I'll dive in with her.
Can I ask something real quick? Does a stadium mean anything to you?
A what?
A stadium.
All right.
Anything associated with your grandfather? A stadium? Like a sports arena?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Because I never met them.
You never met either one of them?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
My mom's hard to quantify.
One thing that you could do with when you're getting information that cannot be immediately validated with a sitter is to have them take note of that. So Terry, you as the person being read, take note of this, because you could probably go and find out a little more information somehow about your relative. And see if that does fit in. So make sure you got a mental note of that, because that can actually come back. I can't tell you the number of times I've read people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting stuff that doesn't seem to make sense, and then later on I get an email like, "Oh my God, you hit it right on the head." So keep going.
Okay.
Yep.
You've done that with me before.
Oh yeah. Who,
yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you have.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time. Spirit world does that. Those darn guys.
No. I mean, there was like three people reading, and you were reading, and they disagreed, and you said no, and you were sort of right. Just saying.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it wasn't me. I just passed the messages, you know.
Well, they argued with you.
Yeah, God, you have no idea. I mean, it's a whole system. You know how it is when you're reading people, you know, with the cards, and then they disagree with you. And they'll tell you, that doesn't mean, and it's like, and it's like the cards are not lying to you. You're going, if the shoe fits. You know, and then they'll come back later and tell you, you're right. What were you doing?
We had a guy here giving mediumship reading to someone, and he asked her if she lived by an airport, and she said no. And he says, I see planes flying around in the sky. And she goes, I don't know. And then a few minutes later, he goes, well, are you doing something new? And she goes, yeah, I'm taking flying lessons.
See, I mean, it's called mediumship amnesia. It's when the sitter is just going completely, it just goes right by them because they're so immersed in the moment, they actually can lose that track with, you know, basic things in their life. And it happens. I mean, you've seen it on television, in person. I've got it all the time on the show. You know, it's just something that happens. When you hit that, just take note of it and say, okay, that might mean something later, and then you move on.
Okay,
you
keep hold
the flow
on for
of
a
reading.
Second. Hold on for a second. Okay, hold on. Now, my son just walked in here maybe about 30 minutes ago, probably not that long now, about 20, 30 minutes ago, and asked me for his pawpaw's number because he needed to call him. Now, that's his grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he in sports or something that he's hanging out at a stadium?
Well, he had a football game yesterday. He plays sports. he plays football.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and his grandfather went.
Wait, what was that now?
I said, did his grandfather go to the game?
No, his grandfather lives in another state. But he needs to contact his grandfather because he was asking me for his number, like I said, about 20 minutes ago, because they're working on getting him a truck. Transportation.
Wow.
Okay. All right, John, take over.
I'll tell you what. Okay, we'll do a dual reading. So here's your challenge, Mary. Go ahead and keep on trying to make contact with the spirit that you're in contact with. And there can be multiples. They can shift energy on a dime. So some can step forward, and you'll feel the energy. You'll literally feel the energy of these spirits.
You'll feel them
come in and out. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know who it is.
Okay, all you have to do is just describe some of the things that they start. If you make the contact with them, do an introduction mentally and say, hi, how are you, and what can I do for you? And literally, you're saying that in your mind's eye. I mean, you are literally, you know, shaking hands with them in spirit and saying, what can I do for you? How can I help get this contact that you and get the message?
Well, there's
and
someone here with you now, and they're throwing energy down the back of my head.
Okay, there you go. Great symbol. You know, so it's back of the head. Is it pain or is it something pleasurable? Is it something just the sensation?
No, it's that quiver you get when you feel it. This energy in the back of your head.
I need to really get in tune now. I need to really hear what's going on because the last couple of days, strongly yesterday. My left side, you know how, I don't know if you've ever felt this before, but it feels like there's a goosebump on my brain, on my left side. It started like in the back of my neck, all on my left side. So, of course, I went to go Google it to see what the heck that was. But it feels like spirit bumps or goosebumps was standing up on my brain. I could feel it. It felt like it was from within. Some people would say it was hair standing up on their head, but it was on the left side.
I would want to say it was a female.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't have a reason to say that, but I just blurted it out. So there.
Okay, that's correct. And you said it was a female?
That's what I thought.
Okay. When you blurted it out, that's part of the job of the actual reader to do that. You're actually that's clairsentience at work, where you're getting a symbol and it's just popping right out, and you have no idea where it came from, and you just go with it. So you got a female. Can you make contact with that female? Is there any other things in the female that you're picking up on?
I'm not getting anything really clear, but my gut says that what's here with me is trying to get her attention.
Uh-huh. Okay. The symptoms that you're describing, from the brain thing that you had there, Terry.
Uh-huh.
That is classic paranormal type thing where you're having a sensation. Did you have the sensation on your skin too? Was it like
pretty much on my little bit on my arm, on my the outside
okay,
of my arm.
All right.
But
female,
it was like
yeah, but it was up your neck and into the brain area.
Yeah,
you know,
yes, right over there. It's like on my left side of my brain. I could feel like goosebumps right there. It's all on the inside. It wasn't the outside I didn't feel. A little bit on my neck, but it was on the left side. Just a little bit on the top of my arm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going, I'm doing my system now. I got father, mother, and you've got a female energy. And I can tell you what I do know so far is the female is a presence, is definitely in spirit, who's come over and is basically giving you a greeting. And basically what you had was they're in visitation and they come in. She came and basically gave you a hug. That is exactly what that is. That's you actually were given just a gentle hi, I'm around. And gave you that sense of just, it wasn't painful or anything. It was actually like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah,
right?
It was like when you're, because it wasn't cold in there. It wasn't cold. I wasn't excited. I was doing my job, and it was it stood out very strongly. Like I could feel it. Was no wind blowing around or anything. And it was just that side of my body. Like when you get really happy or you get emotional and your hair stand up on your arm, that's the way it had felt on my brain part. And only reason why I can say brain because that's where I felt it inside on the left side.
So they're actually partially merging with your energetic field. So when a spirit does that, that's true love. There's actually a deep connection. You've got a female who passed, and I'm gravitating to your mother's side of the family.
Wow.
Where this female belongs. And I'm gravitating to, I don't think this is your mother. Your mother has not passed.
No.
All right. So this is...
I want to blur
it. I feel like
it's
to the side of your mother. It's to the side of your mother, a woman in the same age bracket. So I don't know if this is a sister energy, but I feel like it's like that. And I'm just trying to make the sense. Is this a sister?
Yes,
did
it
your
is.
Mother? Okay, and she passed. This passing was probably in the last 8-10 years.
It might be that long. You know what? Okay, now on my left leg, these hairs, I'm feeling that sensation on my left leg. From the cap, from the ankle, all the way up to the top of my thigh.
Okay.
Is that I'm feeling those goosebumps again. But
so
it's just
know,
this leg.
I want to know if she died of some stomach-related problem.
No, she had a stroke. She had a massive heart attack. And she was 32. She was pretty young.
Okay, you said left side of the brain, right? Is where you had the initial sensation.
Mm-hmm.
What side of the brain? What was the side of the brain that had the stroke?
That I'm not for sure.
I would bet dollars to donuts that when you check this, that you'll find that it's the left side.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll do this where they're showing, where they had a significant injury. She's actually really interested in this whole thing, and so she's participating. Because I felt spirits, I'll just say before, kind of step in here just for a minute. that the whole day I had nothing but spirits all around me today. It was just crazy because the word got around that I was going to be doing this on the show, and they're all like jostling. Okay, so yeah, she was in there. Do you know her name? I mean, what was her name?
Vicky.
Okay, Vicky. So so Vicky is sitting there presenting with basically sensations of the head. And was she partially paralyzed from the stroke? Or was it so sudden that she died of the stroke, or was there like a period of time?
It would always see, there is my leg again. Wow, this is something. She would always get disfigured on one side of her face.
Yeah.
Before she kicks into habit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I really think this is her presenting, and is the timeline about right? Is this over eight to ten years?
Yes,
since her past.
It's pretty much about that long.
Okay.
Maybe not ten.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe about six or something, seven.
Yeah, it's in that range, and sometimes they'll give you the this is very imprecise. You know what we're doing. Sometimes they'll give you the sense of when their troubles started, not so much when they died. So you may actually have the first signs of the disease, and they'll go back to that point. So you got to kind of have a little judicious license to kind of go, where does this fit? Okay, I'm going to step back now and return it back to Mary Lou. So.
Okay.
Did you hear? That was Mike.
I just don't know what I'm going to do. My initial thing was to wonder if the pain I was feeling in my stomach was connected to this person in some way.
All right. So don't lose that, because that's perfectly valid. When she died, was she in the hospital?
No, she died at home.
Okay. Is there someone still alive that can check on some basics for you on that? You may find what I'm going to say is Mary Lou may have this be right on top of this, because there can be multiple symptoms going on, especially with stroke. You know, my father, when he passed, started with strokes, and he had a whole litany of things that happened. So this is not something to discount. When they are doing this, now there's a little thing I'm going to throw in here on the reading so that you key in on what's going on.
Okay.
Spirits will introduce themselves. They make introductions, and they show often the way that they passed, or they show often the way that they, key identifying characteristic. This is them stepping forward and doing an introduction, saying, this is who I am, this is what I died of. And they want to, and then they proceed to give more and more evidence to validate who they are to the sitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the medium's job. The next step is once the validation takes place, there's usually like an emotional, oh my God, moment where they really, really connect to that. Go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's the message. There's a message to be delivered. So I think we've pretty well validated that. So I'll take you through the next step. So, and Mary Lou, you've done great. I mean, absolutely, you've keyed in. I think you're pinning the stomach thing right on. Okay. So don't think that you didn't get it, because I think you did. So the next step is to ask her in your mind's eye, go to her and ask her, what do you want to tell, what do you want to tell Terry?
Mm-hmm.
What's the message to give to Terry?
I have been drawing a blank, but let me keep talking and I'll think on it.
Okay, and don't think on it.
Think on it.
I'll tell you what.
I will look for it.
Yeah, what you'll do is you'll just open up and just throw it to her, and then let her, in her own time, give you the symbols that you need. And it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. You have full permission to come up with the wildest thing possible. It will come through. You're doing one of the highest things possible. You're making contact with a live spirit. They are living beings on the other side, and it is it's a thing that you acquire the skill to do. Don't be afraid of it. Just go in. So I'll keep talking while you do that. Now, one thing I got, Terry, one thing I got with you, I don't understand why I got this symbol, but I'm just going to pass on what I get, because I get what I get. And this is, I keep seeing a white dog. I don't know what this dog is association with you, but I don't know that, and I'm not sure even this dog is in, alive now. But did you at one time have?
Oh.
And I.
Yeah, the dog name was Terry. It was after me. It was a poodle.
Yeah, was it a smaller dog?
Yes, this dog.
Yeah,
They flew this dog from California to Texas, and the dog was named after me. It was a little poodle. And that dog was around me at the age, because I've got pictures, at the age of 4 years old. And they set me over in the box with the dog.
Okay, well, guess what? Guess who's stepping up to say hi? Yeah, they're actually the other side is brought through that animal still alive on the other side, and
yes,
they're bringing that through just to say, and this is a proof that you're making contact, and so
because her mother's name was Bridget, the poodle's dog's mother name was Bridget, which was my grandmother's dog.
See how this all ties together?
Okay.
It all starts bundling together. A good reading, when you're really kicking on all cylinders, you start seeing that all the connections start tying up like a big bow. You'll start, you know, it's kind of a journey. And when you start pressing the buttons and you start pulling all this together, suddenly you get the whole point of the whole reading, and it all just fits together. And sometimes it's the craziest damn thing, because I don't even know how it works half the time. I just go with what's happening and let them draw the connections. But they were real insistent that I bring up the dog. So.
I saw a quick flash before you started speaking, and I've been trying to hold it in, so I don't know if it makes it or not.
Jump right in.
Throw it out there real quick. And I saw this so quickly that I didn't really see a full-blown picture, but it's a picture of a woman sitting on a chair on a porch, possibly a front porch, a screened-in porch, short, heavy, you know, like big, round woman with bigness. Dark hair, bangs, short hair, sitting on the porch, I guess, visiting with you. Do you ever hang out on, like, the porch, a screened-in porch?
Or did you?
With a rotund, I would not say morbidly obese. I would say few extra pounds short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a jolly-looking lady. I say jolly as in she's big, but not as in she wasn't laughing. She was just sitting there.
Right.
Nothing?
No. And I can't, and I was going to tell you a few minutes ago, because your name flashed across my face. That's when I was calling your name, because it brought me back to the grandfather situation. I don't know why I went back that away. I don't know what that's about, but that's in front of me. But what you're saying now, it's not really resonating with me, but I'm not going to throw it away.
And the chair is one of those metal chairs that, like, they used to have these lawn chairs that were metal with arm rests on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see them very often now, except for in the retro catalogs.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a 70s style? Are you picking up 1970s kind of feel to this?
I guess they'd still be in there in the 70s or before.
Yeah.
Back in time.
This is going. This is in the past, and I think you're actually getting a scene, and I do think it's tied to her. But I'm trying to.
Yeah, because I'm trying.
I keep seeing the older woman with glasses. I mean, I'm seeing glasses. I mean, big horn rim glasses. Go figure. I mean, did you see that much in your vision?
I didn't see glasses, but I saw short, kind of straight, dish, puffy hair. You know.
And it may, and this may or may not fit in with, you know, one of your relatives. This could be something like she keyed in on a past memory of yours, a past place you've been. So just file that away, okay?
You know,
because what'll happen is that can actually suddenly kick in. You'll be like going along tomorrow, doing something. You know, going on a trip or going out to eat, and all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, what the hell was I thinking? Don't just, throw it away, because, this stuff is coming through for a reason.
Yes, it is.
What else, Mary Lou, are you getting? First thing that comes in.
Well, that was what I was really stuck on. So it's not a hit. It makes me want to shut up.
Oh, don't you're doing great. The act
you
of courage to go
to
do media. Yeah, you're doing great. So, you know, you're putting yourself out there. You're doing what 9/10 of most other people do. You're actually diving into it. I'm going to make a special challenge for you. I'm going to, I'm going to take you to the next step.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a 20-second limit to get a symbol from the spirit you're talking to. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to do it right now. Go. First thing that comes through.
Green blobs.
I don't think it's green. All right, I'm gonna do it myself with regard to this female that's coming through. She's the grand. This is grandmotherly energy with the dog. Okay, I got the dog energy. All right, the dog's passing was. Did this dog pass tragically? Was there like an accident?
Yeah, she got hit by a car.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Are we all still there? I just heard a crazy noise.
That was
Is everybody still here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, did you see how fast I did that? Now, I'll tell you exactly the process so you see it. When I kind of reiterated some of the past symbols that were going on, that was the spirit saying, you need to go back and review where we've been, and then I can show you the next symbol. So I did that. And then they took me and said, we want to talk about the dog, and this is additional validation. So, that's kind of how it's done. Go back. Your next challenge thing is, and you're doing great. Don't think you're not doing this stuff, because you are. You're reading. So the next step is take off from where I left off with where the dog was hit. I want you to ask them, what's the next thing from that? Where does it go from here? And get the first thing that comes through.
Well,
so just reach out and...
Before you talked about the dog, right, as you started speaking again, I saw it, and I know this won't make any sense, and it's not a hit at all, but I saw it.
That's perfect. It could be a hit.
Okay, I saw a car, and it was like a... I want to say like a, the gangster 30s cars that were kind of long and sleek and kind of cute looking with the round lights on the front and the running board.
Yeah, an old-fashioned,
Yeah. That can't possibly have any connection to this girl unless she has it as a toy sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Does that fit at all with anything that you're familiar with? Terry?
I wish I knew the color of it.
Okay, try.
Tannish beige brown.
Okay, only thing, it wasn't long. It was a super sport car. That was my mom. Even though I kind of sound young, I'm kind of old. So I do have to remember these cars. There was one that was long. It was like a red, it's a two-tone, red and white, and it was long, but it was an old Ford, and it's sitting right on the side of the house, and we used to play in that car.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good hit.
And the house did not have a screened-in porch?
It did in the back, not in the front.
And were there chairs in the back of that house?
So when you talk about porch, I'm seeing something different and it wasn't chairs back there. They had like an old couch, but it wasn't a chair. You know how you have the couches inside, and after, you get fairly kind of new furniture, they move the other ones out, so they put it outside in the, I guess it was screened in, but they had it on the outside, inside of the house, inside the screen part.
Okay.
So they moved the couch out there, but it wasn't chairs.
Now, one thing I'm going to jump in with, Heavenly Heathen just PM'd me, and she says, John, she's getting my family in my house that I grew up in. These are called Me Too moments. And I'm stealing that from John Edward, because, but it's true. It's you'll get these times where, you know, there's multiple, this fits for multiple people, and they're just like going, oh my God, you're describing exactly what I've got. Yeah, it's a big planet. Sometimes there's similarities, and, you know, by the way, this other family's kicking in, and they're chiming in. That's us too. So, you know, Heavenly Heathen, that's exactly. Thank you. That shows another aspect of the reading process. So keep going. Okay, so you're doing good. Let's talk about the message. So we're going to wind this reading down, and this has been a great process. I mean, and the audience is like really, I think, is just, you know, they're all kicking in going, wow, you know, this is really cool stuff. So, I mean, the next step is to get the message. You know, what is she trying to communicate? What was this whole thing? I'll give you a minor hint. I'll lead you along. This whole bit of her making an appearance in the last 2 days. I'll throw it at you.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Myra.
What I really want to ask, and I'm probably really full of it, is this a woman that I was trying to describe, like a neighbor that would hang out, just come over for social time? And I don't know what house we're talking about. I don't know if it's a relative's house or your house, but I do feel like it was a long time ago. And I'm thinking that a neighbor or somebody was sitting there because they weren't facing out the yard. They were facing in towards the house. And I'm just curious if this is just not a direct relative, but somebody in the neighborhood. Boy, that doesn't sound...
You're really, I am just like really reliving my childhood. Wow. Because I can see Mabel that lives over there, because she used to come and visit my grandmother.
Did she have like bangs and...
Yeah, she always wore her hair back in a bun. And she was round. And she always wore apron every single day.
Do you have horn-rimmed glasses by any chance?
Not this lady, no.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, again, this is now. Here's the challenge. You're looking at this. This whole thing is keying around the grandmother energy, right? I mean, this is kind of where this is all coming from. So all these little evidences are all pulling together to identify who this is, right? So
yes.
So you're pretty sure who we're communicating with?
Me?
Yes.
Her.
No.
Okay.
Me. But you know, it's so weird because I don't know what. It's like I'm so focused on my dad now. I'm only focused on my dad because when she mentioned grandfather, and with my son coming in asking me about his number, so. I'm right looking at the balance of my grandfather, of my dad, and my sister.
Now, what's the funny thing about readings is, you know, and this happens an awful lot. When we read people, we get a lot of times it's not the person that you want to hear from; it's the person you need to hear from.
Oh.
and Spirit World has their own agenda at work, and trust me, Kathy, can
right.
Kathy out there, tell me all about it.
Right.
Yeah, so there's something, I will say this much, I'm picking up enough, is the grandfather having any health issues at this point? Because I'm feeling like there's a health thing going on with him.
Yeah, yes.
And was she married to him? Was she married with him?
Who, my sister?
Yeah, was this grandmother energy, because I'm hoping, I'm trying to key in on it, was she associated with him in any way?
No, this was my mom's child that died.
Okay.
You're confusing each other. She's talking. He's talking about a grandmother, and you're talking about your sister.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting
grandmother.
Yeah. I'm getting off of my. I'm going off on one of my tangents here. Going, who am I getting here? I know this much. So I'll back
yeah,
off.
My father, my father is still living. But when she mentioned grandfather, it just brought me to my dad because my son was asking about my dad, which is his grandfather.
So your dad, is he the one having the health issue? And is he having the health issues?
Yes.
All right. And
is it stomach related?
he has had his kidney. He had some kind of kidney cancer or something.
Okay.
All right. So see.
That's what
so
it
it's now.
Like.
See, and what I call this is bulldogging. And this is my own term. You're bulldogging it because you wouldn't give up on that thing you were getting, which is a good, damned good thing to have as the person doing the reading.
I was beginning to have stomach problems.
Yeah, it's when the spirit world steps forward, and it takes so much energy for them to do this. They have to lower their vibration. You know, you got to consider where they're coming from. They're putting a lot of work in to making the connection to you. You, as the reader, have to raise your energy up. They have to come down to our level and try to get a message across. And when they're really trying to get something key across, they're it's not getting through our thick heads as the reader. They're like, you idiots, and they're pushing you. And you really have to know to not give up on it, you know, because you really got to push the sitter and really explore
it's going to make me have to wake up and call him in the morning, see how he's doing.
Yeah, so really, I mean, the message of this was, this really ties in, let's wrap the whole bow up here.
Right.
What you have here is, you know, this is really tied to a person that's living right now, and you have someone in the spirit world that's coming through and has been, you know, brought forth evidence who they are. They have a concern, and they're also warning you that'd be my kind of read on this,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, hey, you need to kind of to keep tabs on this person, you know, that's having this issue. So your dad is having this potential problem. Has he been seeing the doctor?
Yes, he's under doctor's care.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Is he kind of like the big tough guy, and he wants to show everybody he's like, I don't need that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. He can self diagnose and heal himself. He's hard headed.
Yeah, that's kind of the sense I get. I think he knows more than he's letting on. You know, that would be my take. If I had to read this, just my take on it, and then I'll hand it over to our other premier medium here. I would just say that there's some, just definitely keeping a close eye, because I think there's more to the story than
for some strange reason. I think I really believe that because I'm on vacation starting Monday, and we might take a trip down there.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
You may find
out more. Now, I'm going to turn this over to Mary Liz. So what do you pick up on the final part of all this?
I wanted to ask her. She started talking about her sister. Is your sister in spirit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But she lived long enough that she was around in that house with the back porch, right?
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
No,
not at all.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay. I don't know. Give it back to you, John.
Okay. You just did your first reading, you know, where you did mediumship, okay? And the thing is, I mean, you're learning the whole process. I didn't come in knowing anything either. I actually got into this because of Kathy. It's all Kathy. Kathy's just an echo's fault. She pushed me into this. And I didn't know what I was doing half the time. I mean, it's been a whole process. But one of the things I did do is I went and got formal training and went through and learned my whole system. And, you know, everybody's journey is unique in this. The fact that you had the guts to get up here in front of everybody and do this, it says a lot about you. And it sounds like you have an interest in going this far, you know, taking it further. I would do it because I think you've got, you know, number one, you stuck to your guns about the stomach thing and the porch. And they do fit in, and there's a fit there that kind of brought this whole thing together. Now, I've still got my areas where I'm a little confused on this reading because it went all over, and I've never done it where I'm being the teacher and I'm leading and I'm going, what's going on here? But all I can say is this, is that we did bring it to the point where we have a purpose for the reading, and the message was about the health of the father. So,
but you know what, Mary Lou?
What?
Mary Lou, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go get me a physical.
Okay.
I'm going to be safe and sorry. I'm going to go get a physical and see what's going on.
All right.
I'm not going to let that go.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't hurt. You can never be too careful with your own health. Smart move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I want to stress that she's got some positive, a lot of new beginnings that she's not aware of, and things she's got fresh starts on her plate, like right now.
Are you talking about me? Don't make me cry. I gotta get up.
Don't think
Thursday
you're
morning. I gotta go get my passport. Oh yeah, you're on that part. The new beginning you're talking about. Yeah.
And you're thinking about moving somewhere, but you're on the fence about it.
I don't know. Maybe that's what the passport is for. I don't know. But I was pushed, universally pushed me to go get a passport.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
And thank you. I thank you both of you for doing this process with us, because it really illustrates what both of you see what it's like to actually go through for a medium now who is mm-hmm. when you have somebody who's got some experience and professionals, what mm-hmm. we go through, and how it all ties together. So you're getting an introduction to that gory parts of the process. But, and I love connecting with your dog energy, because that was...
They named the dog after me, Terry.
Well, I love that dog. I mean, it was like, it was just, I just got little white dog full of energy and just, And so, that was their little thing for me. But it was a little another piece of evidence to say, hey, this is family. And they're around.
I'm going to my mom's house and get that picture and bring it to my house.
Good.
So I had on a yellow shirt, white dog, in the box with me, a big old carbon brown box that they took me a picture in, 4 years old.
And you have the dog, and the dog is in the picture?
Yeah, the dog, Terry's in there with me. I have on a yellow shirt, have my hair put up on my head, and the dog is in the big old, it's a box, it's like almost big enough like a playpen. And we're out in the front yard, and they took a picture with me and Terry in this big cardboard box, because that's what they kept us in the play. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on your I can't even say the word. Damn it, you did damn great, and I think you did an awesome job, both of you. Okay.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Okay, do you two want to just stay dialed in and just listen in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna put you both on hold. And let's see, I'm going to go ahead and read through for the rest here. And Glory Days, I see your PM. Yep, and we're going to read through. Those of you, by the way, we're going to keep reading through to get everybody read and deal with everything, even if the show goes off stream at 11:30, so we got about 12 minutes remaining. So I know that took a long time, but I wanted you, that really was what I was looking for tonight, was to give the whole process so you guys could see how this goes. And thank you to everybody who's doing this. So I'm going to move on to the next ones. I have, I already marked out. So Mary Lou. So we got Kelly. Is Kelly still there? I don't know if she's still there. That was Global. Okay, she disappeared. So we lost our other reader. So what I'm going to do is take who we have left. I've got Earthbound Angel is out there. Gloria, I see you. 918, and then I did the 510, the 469, we did Terry, 814, we've already been there. So I'm going to, and the 267 is the one that we could not, All Music, and I don't know that All Music's around. I'll try it one more time. They were way, way back where. All Music, are you still there? wow, they're just not coming through. So they're just listening in. All right, so I'll put all music back. We're going to take the next one, the 918 caller, and so I'll bring them in. 918, you're on SoulStream. What's
Hi,
your
Jen.
Name? Hi, who's this?
Well, if I can get my buttons to work here. It's Deb from Oklahoma. And I just wanted to let, I guess it was Mary Lou that was reading,
yeah.
know that she had all my family, just bing, 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 everything down the line, including the
here,
car, the dog, the porch, the whole thing.
Okay, I just brought her back on. So, Mary Lou, jump in.
So you were on the line?
I was sitting here and in the room.
Well, I got a reading from someone once on Blog Talk, and he kept on saying to the lady he was reading in front of me in the queue, and he said, something about your photography, and she goes, I don't do photography, and he goes, yeah, and he went on about her photography and photography business and told her that she should be in the photography business. She goes, I don't have any desire to be in the photography business. And he was reading me. I was behind her.
Spirit does whatever they got to do to get through, and I got a pushy family. So.
That's what they do. But, that's the way it works.
I just wanted you to know so you weren't beating your head against the wall going, how come it's not gelling together? Because it was.
Well, thanks.
If I understood right, because my father had stomach trouble. He had diverticulitis. He had esophageal varices, and he had stomach ulcers. Okay? But his aunt, or great aunt, I should say, she had stomach cancer.
Wow.
I grew up in the family household, okay? I mean, you know, the homestead, you know, where we had generations worth, and we actually had a boarding house there when I was growing up. We had the big veranda with the screened-in porch, and all the chairs faced in towards the body of the house, if that makes any sense.
That's what I was trying to say. Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting you know, you were just going right down the line. My grandmother has the octagonal cut glasses.
Oh, my God. See,
okay,
I mean,
this is why I was jumping up and down. I wasn't trying to be rude, but I was like, she's nailing it. Like, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And I figured Mary Lou needed to know.
Yeah, well,
okay,
I was sitting there, I saw your PMs, and I was just going, oh, my God. I mean, and I believed you. I mean, it was like a me too. You know, and a note to everybody. I mean, if you're getting this kind of thing where, you know, the reading is going on and you're getting me too stuff too, jump in because, I mean, I'll bring it up. You know, I'll bring you on. You know, all you got to do is dial in and tell me you're waiting to jump in and be part of it because – this happens. I mean, two families can be coming through with similar stuff, and where there may be some not match up in one, it can come in another. And here's a classic case. So, yeah, I mean, Mary, you did a great job.
Do you want the rest of it?
Get any better than this. This is a good reading.
The white poodle wasn't mine. It was my boss's, but Jocko thought he was mine.
And was he? So you had there were two white poodles then?
Yep.
Oh, my God. And was this a smaller poodle, too?
And I had a Yorkshire Terrier that was the same size, but she was more the silver, you know what I mean? But real light silver, so she almost looked white.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean, I had her at the same time that Jocko was her. And Jocko, you know, I'd babysit Jocko because, you know, she couldn't do anything with him.
That's funny that you would say Jocko is or Jacko?
Jocko.
Okay, it was funny. I was reading my friend Debbie today and her friend Leslie, and there was at one point today the name Jack came up, and it fit an uncle that we were reading. I picked up on him. Afterwards, I kept getting the name Jack, and it was like, I'm going, what's with this Jack energy? And it was not, I knew it wasn't related back to the reading I did earlier today, but when I came in studio, I kept getting this Jack thing going on, and I couldn't figure out where to put it, and now I know.
Okay, well,
so,
well, between the dog, and that would have been the nickname for my brother.
Well, they're stepping forward and saying
Jack,
hi.
Because he's John, you know, because of John, and there was other Johns in the family, but Jack did distinguish.
Wow.
You see what
I'm saying? Yeah. Well, I think this is cool.
The car that she saw and she said was like, you know, like an old-time mobster's car. Well, it was, my mother had a 1940 Chevy. And, you know, the bubbled kind of shape and everything. You know what I mean, right? Okay, and
this
they were still in the yard yet when I was a kid. And we had a 51 or 2 Pontiac there, too, and that had that bubble shape going on. So, I mean, she really nailed this part, you know, like crazy.
Wow. I'm just stunned. You know, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, your first reading that you did here, Mary, you pinned it on pretty much 100%. You know, congratulations. That's a great reading.
Well, you're being nice.
So
I ain't being nice. I'm telling you how it is. You kicked ass,
girl. And I'm
girl.
Sitting here with tingles all over and going, okay, so what were they trying to say now that they got our attention?
This was what this was about tonight was number one, you know, getting somebody who, you know, basically it was made to order. This show was about teaching people all the fundamentals and all the process of mediumship. But not only that, it was, you know, to kind of, you know, build somebody up who wanted to be a medium, and you know, she's ready for a next step. And so I kept getting prodded to do this show, and I'm going to do this again, by the way. You know, we're coming up on the end of the show here, but I'm just going to make, you know, get the point across that this is something we want to do more of, because we're, you know, mediumship isn't all about just somebody being a star. It's about showing other people how to do this and that they can make contact with the spirit world. So absolutely, everybody understand, you can do this. I'm not special. I just put some time into it. So, you know, I've got a little bit of ability and I can do it. Great. But I just wanted you to know, I mean, you've done a great job tonight. And the message tonight was, you can do it.
Wow, thank you.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put everybody on hold except for Nancy. So thank you to all of you. And here we go. I got that one. Let me put that on hold. And put that one. All right. Nancy, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
What a show.
I know.
I'm just
Didn't
like
you
blown
start
away.
It?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it worked out way better than I thought. I thought we were going to have trouble getting people in. And thank you to everybody who dialed in, you know, and for everybody who stepped forward and took a shot at it. God bless you, because, you know, this is hard stuff. You know, it takes guts to get in front of everybody and put yourself out there. So, you know, I think we should do this about once every month or two. So I'm going to kind of add this in and throw it in. And I'll advertise this to everybody, you know, ahead of time. So if you really want to take your shot, you just saw it tonight. This is proof that this is a supportive environment. You're not going to be wrong. And not only that, even when you think you're wrong, the next person comes along and goes, but that'll fit me. And that's those are the things. And you saw it happen. I mean, she hit it right on the head. It was just an amazing set of readings. So, but anyway, we got about a minute left. Do you want to read off everybody out there?
Okay. All right. We have Mr. Soulstream over here. We've got All Music. Castle.
That's Mike.
Yeah, I know. 407, Kathy's Distant Echoes. Deb Wells, Donna 23, Earthbound Angel, Energy Therapies, Dorothy, Glory Days, Guest 7242, Guest 7455, Heavenly Heathen 44, Deb, Jennifer's Journey, Kimberly, Mary Lee 24, Mary Lou Who, Me, Philoso, Psychic of Light, Rebecca, Tash Fabulous, and V. Diggs. And I would just like to make a teeny comment. I sure felt a difference in energy in this room from when we started to when it just ended. Did you not also feel it too?
I felt it. So, yeah,
great.
Absolutely. It's a great show. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we have anybody left to read. This is kind of a nice way to end it. So, this is Soul Stream. I'm going to be on next week with Nancy. I can't remember what show we're going to do, but we're going to be around and doing some mediumship and talking about spirit and spirit world. So you'll
and
see
protection.
Us then. And we'll talk about protection. Actually, I'm going to give that one to you. You're going to do protection on next
I'm
week.
Not
we're going
to
talk a bit about.
You
can
always
do
doing
it. You can talk
me.
About it.
Oh,
I
God,
love you.
Okay. Okay.
See you guys later. All right.
Okay.
This is Souls. Oh, go ahead, dear. We're off.
Good night, everybody. They're gone. Night. You take
night.
Care.
All right. You too, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is Soul Stream signing off. Here's our closing music.
I like this one.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.